Our Federation Friend Laverne Tobin by Rita Lynch. It is with a heavy heart that I reflect on our friend Laverne Tobin and the blessings we received by knowing and working with her for many years. Laverne breathed her last on Wednesday, August 14th at 2:55 p.m. We here in Jefferson City knew that her time here on Earth was short, but we all know that this type of separation is impossible for one to truly prepare for. There are lots of Federation members around the state who knew and loved Laverne and Alvin, but for those who did not know Laverne as well, I want to share some of who she really was and why she will surely be missed. Laverne was 84 years old, but her last 10 years were very challenging for her and her family as she was battling dementia and other life-threatening medical conditions. I first met Laverne in February of 1982 when she and I joined the Federation. We realized that we had so many things in common. Both of us being blind, we were wives and mothers with promises of becoming grandmothers. We were proud to be strong cradle Catholics of German ancestry. Like myself, she came from a big family and grew up out on a farm. I had learned that Laverne and her late husband George had been blessed with four beautiful daughters, Janet, Susie, Marianne, and Donna. I also learned that Laverne had lost her husband, George Lukey, quite unexpectedly due to a sudden heart attack in February of 1980. 1 month before this, her best friend, Jen Rose Tobin, Alvin's first wife, was killed in an auto accident near their home. He and his wife had a beautiful family as well, four daughters, Arlene, Ruth, Patty, and Phyllis, and one son, Don. It just so happened that the two families had been good friends and all lived in the St. Martin's area. Well, as it was meant to be, Alvin and Laverne were married 2.5 years later, September 11, 1982, and the two families then became one big family. Alvin and Laverne were married almost 37 years, and I was very pleased to attend their wedding. Laverne lived the life she wanted. She was a wonderful homemaker and cook. Many of you will remember her baked goods were outstanding. She and Alvin always had a huge garden, so there was always lots of canning and preserving and foods to do. She did childcare in her home for her dozens of grandchildren and other relatives and friends in her area. Both Alvin and Laverne were always very willing to help in whatever way they could for the Federation, their church, community organizations, and for whoever needed a helping hand. They experienced much tragedy throughout their married life. Amongst these tragedies were the loss of their daughter Donna just 3 days before Christmas in 1990 due to a drunk driver, and again just a few years ago when they lost a granddaughter, Kelsey, and her fiancé on that same Highway 50 in a head-on collision. Despite all this, their faith carried them through all the difficult times. Up until the time that Laverne's medical problems prevented them from fully participating in the Federation, they had been very active. We could count on them to bring a couple dozen other relatives and friends to the walkathon each year, which made these events very successful. Laverne went with me to lots of school and community presentations on blindness. She served many years in various positions on our chapter board, including vice president, secretary, and board member. Alvin also served as chapter treasurer for over 10 years and a chapter board member many years as well. Even though they were not able to participate in all activities more recently, they were certainly still a big part of our chapter and true Federationists. Our organization benefited greatly from their dedicated service. Laverne's obituary indicated that even though she was blind, she helped Alvin raise a large family and perfected her chocolate chip cookies. I want you to know, and as God is my witness, I gave Laverne that chocolate chip cookie recipe soon after we became good friends. Sometime after that, Laverne mentioned to me that her family really liked her chocolate chip cookies. I said to her that I knew that was a good recipe and was glad to have shared it with her. Then Laverne was humbly said to me, "But Rita, I made some changes to the recipe." At that time, I felt a bit offended. I did not understand how she could possibly improve the best ever chocolate chip cookie recipe, but I knew Laverne did not lie, so I had to accept the fact that she perfected my recipe, and I did eventually get over it. Now that the visitation and funeral mass is over and Laverne has been laid to rest, I just want to share a couple other things that truly touched me. At the visitation and talking with Alvin's youngest daughter, Phyllis, she shared with me that when Laverne was taken from her home for the last time, Alvin reached out and touched his wife's shoulder and said to her, "Laverne, I'll be there with you soon, and we hope he will be with us for a long time yet." Laverne and I talked many hours by phone. And she had told me a long time ago that when it would be her and Alvin's time to be laid to rest, she would be buried between her first husband, George, and Alvin. Alvin would be buried between his first wife, Jen Rose, and Laverne. Now, I'm not the only one who was touched by this coincidence, because a mortician mentioned at the cemetery that he has buried thousands of people, but this was the first for him to see this occurrence. I'm so glad that several Federationists, including Gary Wunder, Nellie Martin, Carol Coulter, Elizabeth Coulter, Phyllis Wilson, Linda DeWeese, and I were able to go and pay our respects and express our sympathy to Alvin and all the family members. I know it meant a lot to them. We take comfort in knowing that she is at peace and rejoicing with her loved ones who preceded her to her heavenly home. We want Alvin to know that although Laverne is no longer with us, we want him to continue to be a part of our Federation family for many years. And Laverne, we hope to see you when we leave this earthly life to join you on that golden shore.